Tommy Rutcliffe. We're about to get him on because even Professor Nicola Spurrier had this to say about the Games.
But at the end of the day, we will look at whether it can be done safely or not, depending on what the risk is in the rest of the community. So there will definitely not be spectators. The AFL have got contingency plans as well, and they may well do something else about that game on the weekend.
Paul, it's Tommy Rutcliffe. Good afternoon, or good morning, and good evening.
Good afternoon, I think it is.
Yeah, it is now. <Hang on. laughs>
What's going on, Rocky? What have you been told? We hear Adelaide are flying out this afternoon to Melbourne, of all places. The city that everyone's trying to avoid up until today's announcement. What's been told to the Port Adelaide players?
Well, if you can do the maths on that, Bird, you're a genius, because we're doing the same thing.
Oh.
So you do the maths on why we would fly to there, but if you can work that out, you let me know.
Well, do you know? Are you angry? How are you feeling about it all? Are you angry? Are you frustrated?
Well, it's probably a little bit different for me. Shana's 30-odd weeks pregnant. I'm not playing in rehab. So, yeah, I'm probably a different situation. I think the guys with kids will struggle with it. I know Robbie, for instance, he's got three kids under three at home, and there's no, they don't have any grandparents or anything like that here. So and look, don't get me wrong, we're in a privileged position as AFL players. We haven't been too affected through the last 18 months with footy, but yeah, it's come about pretty quick, and just trying to comprehend the reason of leaving a city that's in lockdown, which we're about to go in, to go to another city that's in lockdown.
Yeah.
It's hard to get your head around at the moment. Even to go there and play last weekend was a little bit odd when you think about it. There's a city in lockdown, and we flew in there to play and then flew out. So obviously the AFL will want to continue to push on, and that's completely understandable. All the players are willing to do that, but at what cost and at what point do we go, well, maybe we need to bring that buy forward and just take a deep breath for a week, let everyone settle down. No one really likes the finals week by anyway, so just scrap it, bring it forward, let everyone hopefully get out of lockdown, give themselves more time to work out a plan to foolproof it. But at this stage, I think that the plan is to get us to Melbourne on that 4 o'clock flight with the Crows, and then not sure for what period. I think the Crows might have been told a longer period. I think our next two games, from all reports, will be not in South Australia.
Rocky, the threat of lockdown's probably been around now for a couple of days, so I'm sure there's a bit of chat going around amongst the boys. Do you reckon that's the gut feeling from your teammates, is that, yeah, just shut it down for a week or two?
Yeah, I think so. There is the understanding that if we do stop and then it does get worse, then how do we get back from it? And the Players Association sort of explained it to us like a cricket rain delay. If you go off, it's got to be better before you come back on. So we understand it from that point of view, that if the season stops and then the COVID cases continue to rise, then how do we get the season going again? But I think the restrictions around AFL players and the testing that we do, and the more isolated life that we live, I think there's ways to be able to do that. It would certainly suit us to have a week off. We'd get a few more back from injury and get close to our best team back at the right time of year. So there's definitely a couple of sides to it that could potentially help us. But I think a few of the guys are just sort of can't comprehend why we would go back to Melbourne. I mean, the travelling party that went to Melbourne on Saturday for the game have been in isolation since that game, and we've just been released now and within the next 2 hours we've sort of got to get our bags at Alberton to fly out again. So just wait and see how it plays out.
Talking to Tommy Rutcliffe from Port Adelaide, can you see any of your teammates who are now young fathers, and obviously Robbie Gray's got three young children, pulling out of the game and just stay home for the next few weeks?
Well, again, Robbie's probably in similar boat to me, that he's in rehab. So whether he's a chance to play in the next couple of weeks, not too sure. So Yeah, as I said, Jarz, we'd love to all just put our hand up and go straight away and continue the season as best we can, but everyone's situation's different. I mean, our welfare manager's wife's 36, 38 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, my sister.
It makes it, your sister. It makes it, like, everyone's circumstances are so unique, and we understand that everyone in Victoria are doing it so tough at the moment, being in lockdown, and everyone in South Australia are doing it so tough. So we're blessed that we still get to be able to do our job and play footy.
Yep.
But, we also understand that there could be challenges for different individuals with it all.
Hey, Rock, I'm trying to just get my head around it, so I'm trying to make sense of it. The only sense I can think of is that there's 10 teams... 10 teams in Melbourne at the moment. So is have you heard anything about any other interstate teams? Is all teams flying to Melbourne to play out of what a so-called bubble? Is that, that's the only sense I can make of it?
Well, yeah, well, that's what we looked at last week, Boone, when Essendon and North Melbourne were in Melbourne. They got flown out to go to the Gold Coast to play, which, again, you're flying teams out of Melbourne and we're flying in there to play, so... I think it's one of those kinds of things where not a lot of it makes sense to a lot of people. And I haven't heard from any other interstate clubs. Obviously, there's a concerning case, I think, in southeast Queensland of a lady that they can't link it back to, that she's been in the community for a number of days. It's returned a positive COVID this morning. So what happens in Queensland in the next couple of days will be interesting to see as well. Mm. We obviously know the situation in Sydney. And I don't think Perth... they're going to be, well, the Western Australian government are going to really want us to go there. They did a bulk of the lifting last year, the two Perth teams to get out and be on the road. So, AFL House have a lot of work to do, and there's no doubt they're working through every scenario at the moment. I'm struggling to comprehend why you would go to another lockdown city.
Good on you, Tom. Thanks for your time, mate. All the best.
Good on you. Thanks for having me, James.
Tom Rockcliffe there from the Port Adelaide Football Club. I tell you who I'm feeling for. Aged care and the disability facilities. They're all in lockdown, but I feel for those families.
Not being able to visit.
The aged care. We went through it when we lost our granny. It's horrible.
I remember.
And I feel for every family out there at the moment. It is bloody horrible. It's hard. Brutal. It's bloody damn hard.